The contraception coverage requirement in the Affordable Care Act was challenged by two corporations. The owners of both Hobby Lobby, a chain of craft stores, and Conestoga Wood Specialties, a company that makes wood cabinets, say they run their businesses on religious principles and that some of the contraceptives covered under the Affordable Care Act are equivalent to methods of abortion because they prevent embryos from implanting in the womb. Maine Senator Angus King, an independent, says that while he's not read the court's decision, he's upset about its implications.
I think it's disturbing because I don't know where you draw the lines. Number one, I don't understand how a corporation can have a religion. A corporation is an artificial person. I have never seen a corporation sitting in a pew at St. Paul's Church in Brunswick. People sit in pews.
King says business owners can certainly have religious convictions, but King says if they want to avail themselves of the various legal protections given to corporations, like the protection of their personal assets in lawsuits against the corporations, they must realize they're giving up some individual rights to get them.
It's a hard place to draw lines, and again, I think it would have been clearer to say, if you want a small company and you want to own it personally, you can make any rules you want about what you have to buy, but if you avail yourself of the corporate legal protections, then you give up some of those rights.
Republican Senator Susan Collins shares the concern that the ruling could raise far more questions than it resolves. She says the ruling deserves careful study because it could have unintended consequences.
If employers can start going through a list of standard benefits and saying, I don't believe in blood transfusions, which some religions do not, and I respect that belief, but does that mean that they will not cover blood transfusions for their employees?
Particularly, she says, when the employees may be of a religion that does not object to transfusions. Collins says, like so many Supreme Court decisions, this one will be subject to many interpretations. She says Senator King's comment on ownership structure is one that warrants further study.
I think Senator King's making an interesting distinction that does deserve further thought on whether the manner of ownership should affect what compliance is needed.
Second District Congressman Mike Mishu, a Democrat, says he's disappointed by the court ruling. In a statement, he says the court has set a dangerous precedent that opens up the door to discrimination in the workplace under the guise of religion. Mishu's Democratic colleague, First District Congresswoman Shelley Pingree, says the ruling puts the rights of corporations over the rights of women. In a statement, Pingree says a woman has a fundamental right to make her own decisions about her health, and those decisions should not be made by a corporation's board of directors. All agree the courts will likely face further cases to clarify the religious exemption precedent set by this ruling. For MPBN News, I'm Mal Leary.